This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 1, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy this afternoon, temperatures near 40, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7:17 p.m. All five candidates running for mayor in Salem were hosted in a forum at Salem State last night. The candidates are Acting Mayor Bob McCarthy, Neil Harrington, Steve Dibble, Dominic Pangelo, and Stacia Kraft. Our website has posted feature interviews with three of the candidates, and we will post two more interviews next week. Yesterday, we featured an interview with Bob McCarthy. He has served as a 15-year ward councillor and now is the acting mayor. In our interview, he discussed an expanded applied arts program at Salem High School.
We're really putting an emphasis on the CTE program at the high school. It is, if anyone hasn't seen it, it's fabulous. As a tradesman myself, as a carpenter, to be able to go out and learn skill, to develop a skill set where you can get a certificate in a wide variety of different areas now. We're talking culinary, we're talking med tech, we're talking small engine repair. Crowley, who's investing in the wind marshaling yard, is set aside funds for small engine repairs for the marine industry. These are all exciting topics and exciting courses that our students can take part of while still getting a traditional education, but it provides an opportunity if someone isn't quite sure if they want to go to college, or maybe they're not quite sure if they can fully pay for that full boat of going to college.
That's Acting Salem Mayor Bob McCarthy. On today's post, we have photos and we'll be featuring all five candidates answering a question on the Salem schools. The Lynn City Council last night passed a new policy to continue outdoor dining in the city beginning this spring. Lynn's Associate Planning Director, Lauren Drago, spoke to the council at last night's meeting.
As you recall, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the state had passed regulations that encouraged businesses to do outdoor dining as a way to improve safety and get folks out of the restaurants and into the public way. At this point, those regulations are expected to expire on April 1st, and so it is up to the city if we want to continue to have outdoor dining to have a policy that would support outdoor dining moving forward. So we felt like outdoor dining went really well in a lot of cases, but we also learned some lessons and wanted to make sure that the city's interests were protected moving forward. And our other priority was really to make sure that we had a policy that could be clearly articulated to the business owners so that they can plan ahead.
The new plan in Lynn will require businesses to file applications and in some cases pay fees in order to continue outdoor dining. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that the Newburyport City Council has approved Mayor Sean Reardon's plan to merge the Parks Department with the Department of Public Services. At-large Councilor Afroz Khan said she was glad to see the formation of the Post Parks Alliance. Governor Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will visit Bunker Hill Community College today to make a budget announcement related to workforce development. In the afternoon, they will announce their full FY24 budget at a State House press conference. There is some speculation that the announcement at the BHCC could be a plan to greatly expand access to community colleges in the state. And the Gloucester Times is reporting members of the Essex Board of Selectmen and the Finance Committee are considering an override of tax-limiting Proposition 2.5 to bring town spending in line with town revenues. Board members meeting Monday at Town Hall discussed the possible financing measure as well as the fiscal year 2024 operating and capital budget proposals. According to Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki, the estimated cost of the override for the owner of the average single-family home in Essex would be between $736 and $871. Bill Newell on sports is next with a look ahead at local hockey being played today and tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat Calgary 4-3 last night in Canada. The Bruins will host the Sabres tomorrow night at the Garden. Celtics off last night, back home tonight to host the Cavaliers, and the Red Sox beat the Marlins 7-2 last night. Sox play at the Astros this afternoon. Salem State men's hockey plays at Worcester State this afternoon at 2:30. Vikings coach Bill O'Neill.
Well, it's the semifinals of the MASCAC Hockey League, and for us, it's been it's so exciting, and we're looking forward to it. Hasn't been a great year, but we've moved on. We won our first playoff game on Saturday, and you know what? We're the hot team right now. Let's see how it goes.
High school hockey tonight in D2. Gloucester will host Oliver Ames at 6 this evening. Gloucester coach Derek Geary on two of his offensive leaders.
Yeah, well, on the ice, you know, our offensive leaders are Colby Jewell, who was named All-Conference in the NEC this season, who's just a superior skater with a fabulous quick-release wrist shot, who's had a very strong year. He's had a few games that, you know, were less than his best, but overall fabulous year, and he'll certainly be a key to our tournament success. And then Brett Cunningham is another guy with 30 points who is, you know, a very talented player with the puck, has great patience, and has put up a lot of points for us this year and last.
Also in D2, Masconomet meets Wilmington at Haverhill tonight at 8. Masco coach Andrew Bopel on their Lincoln-Sudbury game, maybe their best game of the year.
I played them, and It was just a fast-paced game. There wasn't a lot of room for mistakes, and we played them very tight. So I think that's the kind of the mentality and style of game we want to play. And you know, we scored one goal in that game. It was close 2-1. So I think that's something we'll focus on in the tournament, is just trying to get more pucks in the net. But that was a kind of a good example game for us.
In D4, Swampscott heads to Quincy to play Cohasset tonight. Face off at 7. Big Blue coach Gino Fea on what he feels was their top game this year.
But I think one of the games that really stands out to me is the Northeast game where we had guys out sick for over a week, and a couple guys playing through pneumonia, and guys came back for that night. We were still kind of shorthanded, but we ended up pulling that game out, and it was just a real gritty game by the whole team.
A reminder, not that you don't already know the drill, but the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows will post tomorrow morning right here on the website. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.